I'm Sean D'Souza from psychotactics.com, and we're going to be talking about this whole concept of the tagline formula. Well, most people want to write a tagline. You know, it's the first thing when you get to a website, you see psychotactics, why customers buy and why they don't. That's a tagline. How do you write a tagline? Well, the brain audit enables you to write a really good tagline, and it's using a very simple formula. So what is that formula? The formula is just the problem and the solution. Why customers buy and why they don't. Now, notice the don't, which is a problem, came after. And why customers buy was the kind of solution. What are you really looking for? If, you know, you can come up with a reasonably complex tagline, but the point is that what you're really looking for is the customers, when they get to your website, in a few seconds, they want to know exactly what is this website about. And the way to do it is to have a before and after scenario. And the before and after, the before is the problem and the after is the solution. And that's the simplest formula that you can have for a website. So if you say, you know, I'm taking unpublished writers to published authors, well, that's a problem to solution. I'm taking you from the outhouse to the penthouse. Well, that's a problem and that's a solution. So what you're really doing is you're not looking for something overly catchy, overly fantastic, because people don't remember anything. And that's just one little point that I want to go into a little more detail about. You spend so much time on your tagline and people don't remember anything. So yeah, I mean, yes, spend time on your tagline, but people have a very short memory. The purpose of the tagline is not to be this catchy phrase that you've heard so many times on TV or something. Now, in New Zealand, we have like the warehouse where everyone gets a bargain. Well, the point is that people look at this kind of tagline and they think, you know, my tagline has to be memorable. No. No one gives a damn about your tagline. The only thing they care about is when they get to your website, they're trying to figure out very quickly what you do. When they look at your business card, they're trying to figure out very quickly what you do. And that's the only role of the tagline. It's to get the person to the next stage, which is your headline. So they're going from your logo to your tagline to your headline. Or in a real situation, in a live situation, they look at your logo, they see your tagline, and then they start to ask you, you know, questions about your product. That's all the tagline is really doing. It's getting people to the next stage. It's not to create this memory hook that people remember forever. Now, that's not as if to say that you can't create a tagline that is very memorable. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is we want to get something up and running, and we want to get it up and running as soon as possible. And this is how you go about your tagline. You want to make sure that you have some kind of problem and some kind of solution. Take the person from A to B, and that's all they want to see when they get to your website, when they see your business card. You can always change it. There's no drama to changing stuff on your website. You can always print a whole bunch of new business cards. So don't get stuck for hours and months and days fiddling around with taglines, which is what a lot of people do. Use the simple formula, the problem, the solution, and there you've got your tagline. And that tagline then leads them to the real conversation. That's when you have to bring out the problem again, the solution, drive home the consequences, and that's where the brain audit really comes into full effect. So, summary, very quick summary, problem and solution in your tagline. And you've got a tagline within an hour, tops. That's me, Sean D'Souza, saying bye for now. Bye-bye.